Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Final hour, Jones and Keith, WEEI. Coming up at 2 o'clock, WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. So stay tuned for it. They'll be talking to both Curran and the Razor.
Ooh, good stuff.
On the program today. So listen there. You can also listen on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. We'll also get to the grab bag and clip du jour before we get out of here.
Uh-huh.
But we've talked a lot today, Keith, yes, about Pats and Jets.
Yes.
But we haven't yet given you the keys.
Keith. Rich Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's Keys.
It's Keith's Keys.
All right, folks, Thursday night football kicking off week 11 in the NFL. The Patriots 8-2 taking on the Jets, who are 2-7. Pats 12.5-point favorites. We have an over-under of 43.5. This bad boy is going to kick off at 8:15 from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Curtis, my favorite Martin. Mike Vrabel is 3-4. As a head coach on Thursday Night Football.
Uh-oh.
The Patriots have never lost in their Nor'easter uniforms.
That's good.
Wayne Krabet was in Elf. Well, kinda. His jersey was. Buddy's brother had the number 80 in Gotham Green. A drunken Joe Namath famously told Susie Colbert that he wanted to kiss her, but to my surprise, she declined. Because that always seemed to work when strangers would say the same to my ex-wife. The 2025 Patriots defense ranks first in the NFL against the run, allowing 79.2 rushing yards per game. The Patriots' record for fewest rushing yards allowed since the NFL merger is 88.6 rushing yards per game in 2016, a year they won the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Rob Gronkowski's one-day contract has officially run out 1 hour ago, so he will not be playing tonight.
Damn.
The Jets are the only team in the NFL this season without an interception on defense.
I've heard that.
That was one of my keys I had all day.
Yeah.
I had that
key.
One locked in.
Yep.
According to Google AI Overview, the New York Jets chose the team name to signify their modern, forward-looking identity, inspired by the jet age and the rise of aviation in the late 1950s and early 1960s. But that's not the only reason. I see Jones's face starting to scrunch like a pug dog as the ball of yarn that is his brain begins to get tangled.
Yep, sure.
But let me step in before we have to call IT. Jets rhymes with Mets, and they both used to share a stadium. The Jets will be playing this game on the road, but that's not new for them because of the 1973 World Series where the Mets lost in seven. They had to open the season with six straight road games. This is a unique feat in the Super Bowl era. Speaking of feet, Rex Ryan. Safety Brendan Schooler is leading the team with 11 special teams tackles, and he needs three special teams tackles to match his career high of 14 special teams tackles, which he set in his rookie season of 2022. He has recorded three special teams tackles in a game three times at New Orleans, at Cincinnati, and Washington back in 2023.
I was hoping you were going to mention Washington. I remember that one, yeah.
On the King of Queens, Long Island native Kevin James showed his range by playing a Jets fan named Kevin.
Good show.
The Patriots are best known for winning six Super Bowls. The Jets are best known for the butt fumble. If you're here for great player nicknames, look no further, Rockstar. The Jets have a plethora of great ones in the franchise's checkered history. Remember Broadway Joe Namath?
Sure.
Darrell Revis Island?
Oh, definitely.
Wayne the Green Lantern Krabet?
No.
Sean Big Cat Ellis?
Maybe.
DeBrickashaw Brick Ferguson?
Sounds right.
Jericho Jayco Cotchery? But let me ask you this one, Hotshot.
Sure.
After naming your defense came into fashion in the late 70s with the Steel Curtain, Purple People Eaters, and Grits Blitz, can you tell me the famous, well-known nickname of the 1980s Jets defensive line?
Yeah, the New York Sack Exchange.
The New York Sack Exchange.
Ex-wife joke, no.
In their Week 10 win in Tampa Bay, ESPN's Next Gen Stats recorded two Patriots players at or approaching 22 miles per hour. That's Travion Henderson and Kyle Williams. At those top speeds, the rookies would be able to outrun a polar bear, a roadrunner, meep meep, and a black mamba snake. But not my ex-wife when she hears New York Sack Exchange.
Okay, good. I was hoping for one. Good.
On January 10th, 1999, the Jacksonville Jaguars lost in the divisional round to the Jets. Yikes. Tony Boselli was on the Jags offensive line that was filled with studs all over the skill position group as well. They only mustered 24 points, and Bruce Smith doesn't believe he should be in the Hall of Fame. Hunter Henry has seven touchdowns in nine career Thursday night games.
Lock it in.
When most of us were betting the Patriots to win over 8.5 games to start the year, Andy Hart told us, cool your Jets. Sorry, he wrote that. According to Google AI Overview, Jets fans go by the name Gang Green and even let one fan think he was important to the team, Fireman Ed. And finally, Jones and listeners, there are no Derricks in the game tonight, so if you're looking for some Derrick football, you got better luck on Sunday.
Okay. 12.5?
12.5 is a big number.
Give me the over-under again.
43.5.
I like Pats in the over.
31-10, that would be the under.
Yeah, I like more than that.
41-10?
I got the Pats scoring 42, so I think
so
it's going to
be
over.
Yeah.
Well,
I think. 42-0.
I think.
What you might need them to score almost all the points.
That's true. I got Pats covering and, yeah, win by two touchdowns.
If the Jets.
And hang a million points.
If the Jets don't score on their opening drive.
How do they score?
How and when do they score?
Maybe.
It probably won't be offensively.
Maybe. On offense, yeah. How do they score? They won't. Yeah. The answer is they won't.
Because I was going to say, you'd always have the... Well,
maybe Tyrod comes in and has like a garbage drive at the end of the game. Maybe.
Because you're like, well, maybe Ramondre Stevenson fumbles.
Nope, not playing. Not happening.
It's not in the cards.
He's not going to
do
that.
You don't even have that as an option for them. That would have been the formula. Like, draw up a Jets win. It would be score on the first drive, score following a Ramondre fumble, and score on a punt or kick return. Okay, that's 21. The Pats are going to score way more than 21.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's enough. So you're taking the over or the under?
I am going to take the under because I think the Jets score.
I don't like it.
Well, I'm just telling you what I'm doing.
I don't like it.
What if it's...
I'm just telling you I don't like it.
I'm telling you what it is. It's 35-7.
You've actually been quite good at predicting.
I nailed one of them earlier this year.
You got a Patriots score and
a Titans game, maybe?
Yeah, and did you get a Bruins score?
Well, Bruins score is not anything.
Yeah, you're right. What was it?
No, it was something else.
What was it?
Was the Celtics?
Yeah, was it?
Oh, it was.
Yeah, it was Celtics. Celtics. Yeah, sorry, score. Bruins score.
It was like off by a point or two. Yeah. It was one of their games that they won by a bunch. Yeah.
How about that?
35-7. I'll go in a game where, sadly, the field goal kickers, they'll be left on the sidelines tonight.
Okay. Text line,
617-779-7937.
Which?
The top one?
Oh, Derek's going to be at the game?
That's what the texter said.
I don't believe so.
Oh.
If so, Joe Namath is going to be playing.
Calm him down. Good Lord.
Spray down Joe Namath if Bo Derek's in the grass.
That was such a wild... I remember Bragg watching that live.
I remember
being like
exactly where I was.
I was like, "This is incredible! Like, is this happening right now?"
I think
college.
I feel like I was home from college. So was that?
Oh, could have been a break.
I feel like I was back at home, but it was my I was home from college on like Christmas break or whatever. I think winter break.
December. Hold on a second. Yeah, December 20th,
2003.
Yeah, we were probably like college break or whatever. That was wild.
Well, that was one of those two.
That was like an unraveling of a man.
I say this all the time about like the Janet Jackson halftime where it just kind of happened.
Same year.
There's no social media. So like.
Wasn't it the same year? Was that 2003 that happened?
I don't remember the year on Namath. Yeah, you said 2003.
No, 2003 for Namath wasn't.
It was the Carolina Super Bowl. Yeah, you're right.
What a year.
Okay, so but like, it makes sense though because there was no social media. And like stuff just happened, and you're like, "No, that was weird."
Yeah,
and, you know, you weren't like wasn't all over your phone and blowing up in real time. I mean, eventually that story clearly blew up.
Yeah,
but like you kind of watched it, and you're like, "I think that just happened."
You're like, "All right,"
and then
that's
you go back to watching the second half.
I'm like, "All right." Even as like a kid or not a kid, I was 20. No, I was 19.
Yeah,
you're like, "That's inappropriate." Oh, that's real. That's real inappropriate. Oh, that's really inappropriate.
Say it again.
Is that a hubcap on that thing?
Calm down, Joe.
I was like, I don't think you're supposed to do any of this.
No.
And then Susie Colbert did like the best she could on that. Mm-hmm. That was just like, all right, we're on live TV, and this guy is like breathing vodka juice down my neck. I'm like, all right, bud. Imagine what he smelled like.
Yeah, it can't be great.
No.
Okay. Other texts here. Keith.
Yeah.
Kevin James's character was Doug. Keith, the character on King of Queens was Doug. That is true. I didn't call him on that in real time. That's true, Billy. It's Doug.
I don't know. I didn't watch
Doug
it.
Heffernan. Doug Heffernan.
But you didn't said, he have a reboot of the show?
You
Kevin
said Kevin. Oh, maybe.
You did have
Kevin.
Now you're talking about? Sure. Yeah, that's
probably still a Jets fan.
Yeah.
Was he a Jets and Mets.
I'd imagine he was Jets, Mets.
Jets, Mets, and Nets.
Yeah. That's a good show, though, Billy.
Do you think?
Kevin can wait?
No, I'm sorry. King of Queens.
KOQ is awesome.
Great show.
If they had
one of the best.
Don't you think they should take one of the hockey teams? So they have the Jets. They have the Nets. They have the Mets.
The Mets?
The Wets.
So much better. That's much
better. I'm going to
the New York Wets. Imagine the merchandise and the mascot.
I would buy something. Move over, Ridgex.
Why don't they? They should all rhyme. You get 3 out of 4. Would that be the Islanders? Not the Rangers. The Rangers are more like Yankees,
Giants.
The
Islanders should change to the Wets.
The Wets.
Yeah, it's an island. There's water everywhere. That makes sense.
Or you could be Brooklyn if they want. They could be the Brooklyn Wets.
Good idea.
It's right there for them.
Oh, it's a copyright.
It's good, like, chemistry.
Let's copyright.
Yeah,
copyright. That's ours.
Nailed it.
Cease and desist. Yep. Anyone who wants to steal that. Text line here. Welp, the fact that Jones put the kiss of death on the Patriots with his, I see no way the Patriots lose.
Mm.
We said this with the Titans game. I'm like, there's zero chance they lose that. And Mike Vrabel's return to Tennessee, there's zero chance. We've already done this and been right about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do they do? Like, the live win percentages? Jones and Keefe, win percentage, 100%.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever missed.
No, we're going 100% for this one.
I mean, the Raiders game.
Yeah.
I didn't get that one right.
Now, like,
or the Steelers
missed
game.
About the first 3 or 4.
Yeah, but since then.
I feel like.
Since the winning streak, we haven't missed.
No, like, I'm 100%
actually,
in the
no, we must have picked Buffalo. We must have picked Buffalo that game.
To you win? Picked Buffalo. You said you wanted it to be competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. We wanted it to be a one-score game.
Yeah. And it was.
We weren't wrong about that.
They were on the plus side, but still, yeah, we were kind of. Yeah. No, it's funny. Like, the win total. We weren't far off on, but it was the manner of games. Like, I thought they'd beat the Raiders. I thought they'd lose to the Dolphins. Like, a lot of the games were wrong, but, like, the 8-2 is not
it all nets out positively.
No, you can't say that. I don't think.
Well,
maybe you can.
Kevin played Kevin on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Is that true?
I don't know.
No, he would have been the same character, right? It's a shared universe, isn't it, Bill?
It is, but I don't remember what it was on okay. Everyone Loves Raymond.
I can't imagine he'd be a different character.
It's a good show, really.
Which one? Everybody, yeah.
I mean, and Everybody Loves Raymond and King of Queens, the whole universe.
Yeah.
I'd take the whole universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're much more skeptical over there. Yeah, you
Spence
probably,
and Danny should have got a spinoff.
Who were they?
King and Queens.
That was his brother?
I didn't really watch it.
Well, it was his brother in real life.
Right. Yes.
Danny
yes.
was his brother in real life, but his cousin on the show.
Dude, he's in another movie.
Who was Patton Oswalt?
He was
one of those? Okay, yeah. There you go.
Patton Oswalt was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really watch that. What's his name's in another show? Kevin James. Or a movie that just came out right now.
Oh, was Sam?
Have you seen the thing with Kevin James Sandler? Where like he's Sandler
yeah.
gave him a call.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a Twitter account of this art teacher who says he's not Kevin James, but it's like clearly Kevin James, so I don't know if he's doing some kind of like
shtick.
Comedic shtick or
he's
something
an
like
art
that.
Teacher?
Yeah, so he's got a different name.
Okay.
Says he's an art teacher. It's clearly Kevin James.
Got it. No, he's in two movies this year. One's called Guns Up, which is an action comedy.
Uh-huh.
There's a picture of him with like looks like some dirt on his face holding a gun. And then he's in a movie called Playdate, which is on Amazon Prime right now with Alan Rickman and Sarah Chalk. Alan Tudyk.
So if you look up Matt
17% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice.
Matt Taylor, the art teacher, is Kevin James.
Got it. We're getting more
I don't get the shtick.
We're getting more suggestions, Keith, for the rhymes.
Yeah. What else do they call the hockey team?
The Debts.
Oh, that's not bad.
The Pets.
The New York Pets. Or you can have a wild uniforms. It could be like any animal. You do any animal.
Or the Sets.
Sets. Oh, I like
a nice set.
I like the Pets and the Wets. Probably the best.
Okay, yeah, if you're going to power rank them. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for
She pulls out her breast, and she's juggling them.
The Sets. We will get to WEEI Afternoons. You can jump in line for them. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. You got Ted. Plus, we'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Hold that note.
Oh, I let you down. You're going to have to hold it. You're going to...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's time for Grab Bag. It is, in fact, time for Grab Bag. Here are Jones and Keith, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And the Cy Young Awards have been handed out. And Garrett Crochet did not win.
But
he did get 4 first place votes, 26 second place votes, and was a clear-cut second behind Tarek Skubal. So Garrett Crochet, we were going back and forth, and we were keeping tabs on this the final month or so of the season. There was that one start, remember, where he just, nothing went his way, gave up a bunch of home runs, and you're like, what is this?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to remember what game that was.
But it was
yeah,
late in the year.
He got blown up. It was a bunch of, like, freak home runs.
And it was like, I think that's it. Like, that's going to cost him the Cy Young.
And it probably did. I'm surprised he got 4 votes. And I don't have a problem with it. I was just, I'm
surprised. Did Bradford say, because Bradford wouldn't talk about it prior to, other than the fact that he told us he had a vote.
Yeah.
I don't know. I should have asked him yesterday.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah, that's
but
on
like,
you.
Did,
that's
who
on
did
you.
He vote for? What does his ballot look like? So Hunter Brown from the Houston Astros came in 3rd. Max Fried was 4th. Brian Wu, 5th. Carlos Rodon, 6th. Aroldis Chapman.
I saw this too.
7th in the Cy Young.
I guess very deserving.
I do too. He got 4.
He should have gotten some votes. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
I think that's totally deserving. By the way, the blow-up game for Crochet, 7 earned in 6 innings, 9 hits, 4 home runs against the Guardians.
Guardians, that's right. Cleveland.
Which, in retrospect, more forgivable the way they were hitting down the stretch.
Is it Big Christmas what took them deep,
probably,
I think?
Probably.
It was bizarre.
Yeah.
But yeah, good for Chapman. So like that'll show up at the end of the year when you're like, all right, he was an all-star and he was a top 7 Cy Young candidate that year. It was great.
Yeah.
Jacob deGrom, Trevor Rogers, Drew Rasmussen also received at least a 5th place vote. Paul Skeens was the unanimous winner in the...
One of us got these 2 picks right.
That yep. is... That is, oh yeah, we should revisit that actually for your sake.
Nick went with Skubal Skeens, who both won back to back. I went Crochet, and I think Corbin Burns who got hurt early, but I did go Crochet in the AL.
Mine couldn't. I went Reagans and somebody. It wasn't good.
No, you were Skeens.
Skeens. Oh, I got Skeens. Okay, good.
I had Fried and Wheeler.
All right, well, Fried came in 4th, and Wheeler got a single 5th place vote, so both on the ballot. That's good, Bill.
By the way, circling back to Chapman, that's the most Cy Young. He got he finished 8th in the Cy Young voting back in 2012. Other than that, that's the only other time he's gotten Cy Young votes.
His best season.
Career. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Yeah,
it showed. So Skeens got all 30 first place votes. Christopher Sanchez, remember, he had a great game against the Red Sox for Philly. He got all 30 second place votes, so clear cut second. Yamamoto, who was insane in the playoffs. He came in 3rd in the NL Cy Young.
I mean,
what a signing.
If you voted again after the postseason, he'd rock it up a little bit. But yeah, he was good all year and awesome in the playoffs. Yeah.
Logan Webb, 4th. Freddie Peralta, 5th. Old friend Nick Pavetta, 6th. He had a really good season. Jesus Luzardo, Andrew Abbott, and Zach Wheeler all also got at least a single vote. So that is the Cy Young. The MVP, I think we're going to get tonight, right?
Ooh.
It should be. I think it's the one that follows.
You guys are nodding back there? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'll Judge or Dumper?
I would vote Dumper.
Oh, Dumper?
I'd vote the Dumper, yeah.
Me too. I got to tell you something. This phenomenon. I had to put it in a song, and it goes like, whoa. Grabbing. Boston Bruins, winners of 7 in a row, take on the Ottawa Senators tonight at 7 o'clock from the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa. Do they make it 8 in a row? And if you think they will, they are plus 140 on the money line tonight.
Really?
Yes, so Vegas is saying, no, sir, this winning streak is going to come to an end.
Wow.
I know.
What was your call again in net tonight? Who is it?
Have they announced it? I think it's going to be Corpy against his former team. His last start was also against them, and he got a win.
I'm scrolling. I'm looking.
Right. Keep scrolling. Keep scrolling.
Hang on.
Yep.
It looks like Corpy.
How do you like that?
Hmm.
Picking them. Picking them left and right. I say they win. I say they take the winning streak into the weekend when they take on the Canadiens.
Since Rich has all the answers.
It's all right.
Good shout out from Aaron Glenn.
Why are there so many Celtics got a much-needed win last night, wire-to-wire blowout win over the Memphis Grizzlies. They're off the next 3 days. How do you like that? Off tonight, off tomorrow, off Saturday.
Just when they were getting hot.
Just when things were, they were shooting the lights out. This is going to cool them right off. They have the L.A. Clippers and James Harden Sunday afternoon at the Garden. So that's their next game, right in the middle of the NFL's slate of games on Sunday. Perfect. At least there's no Pats, but still.
Like, perfect.
No, you, not the best.
Was it a prediction, or did you just say it's possible they could go on a little bit of a heater here with the schedule coming up?
They need to.
Okay.
Yeah, they absolutely need to.
In a world where sports talk is never enough, where the unexpected lurks around every commercial break, two voices dare to break the rules. Jones, Keefe. When the clock hits 1:30, logic ends and chaos begins. It's not news. It's not sports. It's something in between. This is Grab Bag. Grab Bag. Only on WEEI. You never know what's coming next.
One of the best. One of the best. Yep, that's in consideration. Bradley Beal. He had season-ending hip surgery, so that'll be it for Bradley Beal.
Not one of the best.
No. Talk about a what-if. There was a lot of Brad Beal trade talks to the Celtics, and that would have been a mess.
I say this often. I traded Jaylen Brown from before they even drafted him. I've traded Jaylen Brown a thousand times.
Sick brag, bro.
One I wouldn't have done was for Bradley Beal. That's one I never would have done. But there were a lot of people out there who wanted Bradley Beal with his St. Louis buddy, Jason Tatum, here in Boston.
Bradley Beal was all NBA third team in 21. Mm-hmm. And since then has just pretty much been hurt every year or not good. Like, it really fell off a cliff for him. He had a good career, 3-time All-Star, but yeah, that was one that was a good thing they didn't make that move.
They call me Hell. They call me Stacey. They call me Hell. They call me
Grab Bag.
That's not my name.
Well, a little update to the Patriots helmet that they're going to be giving away to one lucky winner. No, we'll find out.
Did I get it?
No, we'll find out tomorrow.
Oh.
But we're up to over 2,600 entries now, so we probably shouldn't have talked about it.
We blew the lid off that.
Yeah, I blame you.
Too much attention.
I was just minding my own business, retweeting helmets.
It was my timeline. I'm like, Keith really likes the uniform. I didn't read the full tweet.
I wish you'd be like a sneaky retweet. Like, put me in there, but I don't want another thing. Yeah, I don't love my chances, but.
No.
And then if you click on the fine print.
Did you guys retweet it back there, Billy and Nick? Did you guys do it? No. Ruin our chances?
I did not.
Okay, good. Well, okay. I was about to yell at him.
A couple of respectful guys.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you know how much one of those bad boys costs? Maybe this could be another unit of measure or a money measure.
How much?
$400.
Nice.
$399.99.
$1.429. $626.
So we now have.
That's going to be the bozo this week with Terps minus 330, Josh Jacobs.
So we have a Cirillo, nine.
Sure.
A ham. 10.
Obviously.
A PS5, 500.
Yep. Lego Death Star.
A Lego Death Star, 1,000. Mm-hmm. A Tony Hawk skateboard
from his 900.
I think it was 1.1 million.
Oh, sure. Yeah, how can I forget? Yeah.
And now, let me say, a Patriots Nor'easter helmet, 400.
Okay, good.
Not bad.
That's a good unit of measure, yeah.
Just keep in mind.
Yeah.
Keep in mind going forward.
The original tar, teaching how to be hard. Take the skin off a snake and split a pea from a pie. You're a novice, I'm noble, and I descend from my tongue.
That one, you didn't even need to add anything.
Nope.
That was just perfect. Thank you, LL. That was very good.
Just a clean edit.
Austin Matthews, we saw him get banged up against the Bruins. He could be out at least a week with a lower body injury.
Ooh.
Is the update on that.
For Austin.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
Antonio Brown has been released from jail. He is now awaiting trial for attempted murder.
Oh, they didn't drop the charges. He's not innocent. He's just
no, he's awaiting trial.
Oh.
Yeah, so he
walked out of a Miami jail today, released on $25,000 bail after pleading not guilty to a second-degree attempted murder charge.
Based on the way he doesn't pay his bills, how did he make bail?
Good question.
Yeah, how did he do that?
It's an IOU. It's like, have you ever paid anybody back in your life?
Even if he only had to put up a percentage of it, which I think is what you got to do for bail, how did he do that?
Yeah.
He owes everybody money.
So he has been ordered to wear a GPS ankle monitor as he awaits his trial. He faces a potential 15-year prison sentence and a fine up to $10,000 if convicted. So, yeah. Didn't seem like there was going to be a long story post-playing career for Antonio Brown.
No.
And this is only getting worse. So that's where we're at with that. All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Was it Shaedon Sharpe?
Good night.
35 points, 5 boards. Was it Jimmy Butler? 28 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists.
Pretty nice.
Was it Paul Reed?
Basketball
Paul.
Yeah.
Reed, 28 points, 13 boards, 6 assists. Was it Steph Curry? 46 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists and a win over the Spurs on the road? Or was it Nikola Jokic? 55 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists and a win on the road against the Clippers?
Yeah, so I feel like an idiot for picking Jokic yesterday.
Yeah.
But I think we got to go back to back. I mean, how do you not pick him after 55?
When it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Jones, whenever that day is.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jokic a top?
Look out!
Okay. Like, that's the
next
level.
Is he a top what? What was your number going to be?
I was going to say 10.
Yeah.
Is he a top 5 player? Like,
maybe.
What he's doing is insanity.
Yeah. It really is.
It's like every year he's the best player. Now, he can't be top 5, just the nature of the sport, with one title. That won't fly. But if he wins another one or two, like, he's wild what he's doing. He has.
How many MVPs right now? 3 or 4?
He's sitting at 3 MVPs.
Okay.
But he also was...
So he's already matched Bird for MVPs and like if with another... Let's say he wins 3 titles and 3 MVPs. Why wouldn't he be considered right
and
there?
And he hates basketball.
Why doesn't even like he wants to ride a horse.
But I'm just saying, yeah. I know Celtics fans want to hear this.
Home.
So he already has the MVPs. He's got to win more championships. He's not there yet. But let's say he did. What would prevent him from being compared to like Bird?
Next couple of days, there's going to be a lot of beer probably.
No, it's just like nostalgia with the old guys. Like everybody has their generation they came up in and nobody's better than the players that they watched growing up. And like I completely get that. But when you really just look at them all, look at the numbers, even like their contemporaries. So not only has he won 3 MVPs, he was the runner-up in 2 years where he should have won. Like, he really should have won last year. He should have beaten Embiid, and he should have beaten Gilgeous Alexander, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
So he's been first-team All-NBA 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and second-team twice. And he's on his way to doing that again this year. He's going to average a triple-double again this year. He did that last year. So, yeah, I think he just needs a little bit more team success. Now, he does have one title, so that separates him from Barkley and Malone and Ewing and those guys. But, like,
but no, he's
way better than those guys anyway.
He is trending towards a top 10 all-time player. Yeah, 100%.
He's pretty crazy.
I can't believe there was a point in time where people didn't believe in him.
Yeah, that was
like,
crazy.
That was really embarrassing for whoever that person was.
I remember hearing that.
That's kind of crazy.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, back by popular demand. It is Random Football Player of the Day with Thursday Night Football.
I could have sworn we did this yesterday.
I thought we did too, but I pivoted, and it ended up being a right-handed
Mike Leake.
Thank you, Bill.
Sparky.
They called him Spark Drip.
Yeah, Drip.
Yeah.
Called him Drip.
Yeah, he'd fit right in on the New York Wets.
Well, this was a player who played for the New York Jets.
Oh.
As well as the Washington Redskins. Apologize.
Yeah.
And the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
3 teams in a 10-year career, was a one-time Pro Bowler.
Okay.
And played wide receiver. Wide receiver.
A lot of silence here.
Wide receiver. Jets.
Pierre Garçon, no.
Santana Moss.
Good guess, Bill. No. Great guess. Played from 2000 to 2009. So that year, he had 3 different 1,000-yard seasons. Including his Pro Bowl year, which was not with the Jets. It was with Washington.
Oh. With Washington. So
I was thinking about
Washington. Okay.
Let's see.
Santana Moss was a good
guess. That's a really nice
guess. You said Garcon as well?
He ran a 4.4.
Yeah, the Niners were in there.
4.4140 at the combine.
Okay, good. Yeah, more of that.
Oh, Bill, your guess was so good. He was actually traded for Santana Moss.
Wow.
Twitch has it.
Damn them.
Tex is about to after that clue, I would imagine. I thought this would be a little easier. He was September AFC Offensive Player of the Month in 2006.
Any nicknames?
They can't take that away from you. No.
Hang on,
documented nicknames.
I looked, I see it, and I am kicking myself for not getting it. Arcan just texted. Let's see if he got it.
Yeah, probably.
Lavernius Coles.
He got it!
Job, Arcan.
Lavernius Coles, nice player. I want to say...
Arcan says, quote, he was a menace on the old Madden games.
It's great.
Yeah.
I think he was another. Was he
Florida State?
Kicked out of Florida State?
Maybe
he had like a thing. He was there around the same time as like Peter Warwick, probably.
That sounds right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then was probably asked to leave at some point. I don't know if it was the same class as like Moss. Maybe Moss is a little bit younger, but it was all around that same time. But he was with the Jets. Then he went to the Redskins. Then he went back to the Jets. So he had like a lot of games against the Pats.
Yeah, that's one that I am kicking myself for. Twitch and text line blowing up with Lavernius.
Oh
goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one. As Keith said, we probably should have gotten quicker.
Uh huh.
It was such a good guess by Billy at Santana Moss.
It kind of threw for a little bit of a loop-de-loop.
What was it again? The ball of yarn that is my brain?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Got kind of untangled there.
That's what I've heard.
Real quick, is this true? Jokic had 55 points last night, but 53 through three quarters. Is that right?
That might be right.
I hate to spread rumors if that's not true, but that's what the text line's claiming.
I would believe it.
I mean, I was upgraded my Celtics seats last night, Keith, so I didn't see it. I didn't happen to see it last night.
Yeah, you were too close to the action.
Did you see Chicken Hat Guy?
You know what? I did not see Chicken Hat
Guy. Was he not there? Is the team that bad?
I don't want to say he wasn't there, but I didn't see him. I didn't see our guy Aztec Gino.
Jeez.
Again, this does not mean they weren't there.
Yeah.
Some cores were consumed, so perhaps I missed them. But, I saw like the green hair mullet guy. That guy I saw.
Oh, Billy, I should have given you this. I'm looking this up now on Wikipedia. Lavernius's childhood nickname was... Trouble, because he was arrested in 98 for simple battery. He was suspended for the Seminoles 99 season opener for academic reasons, and he was discovered to have accepted a plane ticket from a sports agent.
Oh boy.
But it's the NFL.
That used to be a no-no. Yeah.
It's the NFL. If you said his nickname's Trouble, it's
that's
the league.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. He also, he had some other stuff going on there. Yeah, I don't think he finished his last year at Florida State. That's why he fell in the draft, but he's a good player.
Good player.
There you go.
Yeah. Random.
Random for sure.
But not
random football player people like.
People really like it. Yeah, no. They were calling for it yesterday.
I know.
As it were. That is the random football player every Thursday. Typically the random baseball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. We're going to check in with WEEI Afternoon, see what they have coming up. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. It's a game day. So people were buzzing about Pats Jets tonight, and they even wanted to help us out win some money, some bets,
they sure
recommendations
did.
Yeah. Here today on the show.
Mark is in Medford. Hello, Mark.
So I got Patriots 42, Jets 13, but I want you to write this down, guys. Because this is the same game parlay.
Hang on. Wait a minute. Right?
Yeah, we're writing it down.
Get
Hold on.
Pen.
I got a pen right here.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
I am too. Look at him. Hold my pen.
I'm writing. You said get a pen. I'm getting a pen. Jeez. Hang on. Write it. What is it?
Drake May. 240-plus total rushing and passing yards.
Both?
Wait, what?
I have Drake May for 240-plus combined rushing and passing yards.
Got it. Okay. Next.
Yep. Then I got Trevion Henderson, 80 combined receiving yards and rushing yards.
I got a theme. Yep.
And Trevion Henderson, 2 touchdowns.
Oh, that's where you're gonna get the big.
Now we're cooking.
That's where you're gonna get the big pop. Right
what?
There.
Yeah. What's the odds on that? What's the juice on that?
I haven't put it in yet, but I'm gonna put it in. If you could do it right now, I'm driving.
Jeremy,
right,
hello.
What's your play?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, you know that got a little complex, I think, for everybody. So
yes.
I kind of wanted to break it down and keep it simple.
Okay.
Hold on. Dogs are barking. Now I'm getting complex.
Well, don't hurt them.
They'll be all right.
So
if we're talking about Mike Vrabel, right, who's a Mike Vrabel type of player on the Patriots right now? Kind of went under the radar, but we've been talking about him the last couple of weeks.
Tonga.
Playing both sides of the ball.
Tonga.
Tonga anytime touchdown.
Tonga plus 1800. Anytime?
Plus 1,800?
Oh. I don't know if we're going to bet any of those things. So we ended up.
The apps I have,
couldn't find Tonga.
Tonga is not an available bet.
I couldn't find Tonga. I did track down Mark's bet. And the problem was, I think he just was too short on the yards. They were like minus, like Drake May to throw 2 touchdowns is big time minus money.
Mark,
240 combined yards is big time minus
Mark
money.
Mark should take all those legs out. Maybe he's trying to get there to get to a boost or something, but
just
like
go Hendo.
Take all the legs out and just bet Henderson for 2 touchdowns. That was basically the same odds.
Pats minus 12.5, Hendo 2 tugs.
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
You're rolling in it.
Great.
Tossing a Bruins win money line.
But look, I like hearing people's bets. We like to get, we give great advice, as you could tell, telling you not to cash out on the Bozo touchdown parlay earlier this
year. You should have cashed out in hindsight.
Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines this Friday through Sunday for their double bonus card special. For every $25 you purchase in gift cards, you receive 2 $5 bonus cards. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Hart?
So I took Trevion Henderson rushing and receiving yards, 110.
Sick brag, bro.
Wow. Which that
in only, your face, Mark?
No, that's a good one. I was looking
at it to get
earlier.
Plus
Mark
money.
Is
yes.
feeling emasculated
the
now somewhere.
It
was like minus, like it was stupid.
No, that seems like a good bet. Maybe he runs for 80.
Yeah,
and then like another 30,
couple catches
five
here.
Receiving.
I'm not saying it's a lot.
No. But
I'm not
good,
great
like
at gambling.
No.
But 80, 80
I wouldn't bet my bets.
80 on one run. The way he's going,
he could.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And the Tonga thing, somebody, he's like, Tonga anytime touchdown. Somebody texted me that.
Yeah.
They're like plus 3,500. I was like,
I haven't seen it.
And then I went on the apps and I'm like, it's not here.
It's not even on there.
What, you got a bookie on like the street, like doing the old school
yeah,
thing?
Probably. What's the juice?
3,500 though. That'd be.
I was going to
a lot better than the odds he got.
Yes.
Juicy meatball. Yeah.
But it's not real. It's not out there. I couldn't find it.
Well. But. Or maybe not tonight, but between now and the end of the regular season,
yes.
Tonga scores a touchdown, right?
So I actually feel better about a Tonga catch than I do a touchdown. I think at some
what about
point,
a touchdown catch?
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
Big fella touchdown. You see those every once in a while. Detroit used to run those all the time.
But I thought
Darian
Tony
Lowe had one last year.
Tony Romo in the Travion Henderson run when Romo hated the call. And he's like, I formation with Tonga. They have never passed out of this. That means they're – and I don't like this. They're running, and they got a touchdown. Sooner or later, there's the a boot or up. Something. So
do you have to waste that against the Jets?
No. You keep that for, like, Ravens, Bills, maybe playoffs, whatever. Yeah, you definitely don't waste that yet. So, but that's coming. Just as the interview with your buddy, Andrew Razor Raycroft, 245.
Nice.
245?
Yeah. So you'll be in your car driving home, so make sure you're tuning in, listening to your boy.
Yep.
Talk about the surging and good Bruins?
They're rolling. They're rolling right now.
Then 3:30, we'll talk to Tommy Curran. Obviously, a lot of Pat's Jets preview talk. Could be an icky game, but I don't think anybody has the balls to pick the Jets. Is that accurate?
Oh, nobody's picking the Jets.
I saw ESPN did a rundown today. Everybody picked the Patriots straight up. I think only one guy picked the Jets to cover.
Oh, okay.
Out of what I just saw. So,
no, like, divisional Thursday night weirdness, letdown, trap.
Yeah. Not that I'm not saying there's none of it, but I haven't seen it if there is. Yeah,
I kind of agree with the general thought then.
That's more
Jets stink.
They're real bad.
Listen, like, their coach is a mess. Their quarterback's a mess. They traded their best players on defense. They don't pick the ball off.
No.
Like, they don't do anything.
Their wide receiver's out.
What could, other than maybe Fields and Breece Hall both have like 80-yard touchdown runs?
I mean, Fields, the last good game Fields had was against the Patriots
Ohio State.
So, I mean, no, remember the Bears?
Yes.
He was good that game.
Oh, you think that's going to happen again?
No.
I don't. It's a better chance he throws for under 10 yards than it is he beats the Patriots through the air.
Okay. His over-under, speaking of betting, 134?
Yeah.
No way he's going over
that. 134?
Well, I would
say Woody Johnson put the team on that. On the under, obviously.
Yes.
Well.
But I'm going to watch the game anyway.
I mean, how much does he get on the first drive? You know he's getting a bunch on the first drive. So the question is, where does he get the rest?
Is he?
And then that's it.
Maybe Breece Hall gets a bunch on the first drive.
Good point. All right, stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ted. Plus Curran and the Razor coming up today. We are back tomorrow at 10 on a Patriots Friday, reacting to everything tonight. Pats and Jets. We got Top 5 Friday tomorrow. We got the Friday 4-pack. We got the Week in Review. Plus all your reaction to what should be a Patriots victory. That's tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.